Community Conversations on 95.1 The Bull, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, joined now by Lisa Welter. She is the administrator of Chickasaw County Public Health, checking in for the month of April, which is Child Abuse Awareness Month. Lisa, give us some information and some background.
April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we're proud to share the Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors officially did proclaim that at their meeting on March 31st. This month is a time to come together as a community to raise awareness, support families, and to help ensure that children grow up safe, stable, and in a nurturing environment. So Blue Out Day is on April 10th, and we invite you to join us in showing your support by wearing blue, turning your house lights blue, decorating your homes, workplaces, and classrooms in blue, sharing photos or messages of support, getting creative in your own way to spread awareness. Every action, big or small, helps shine the light of importance on preventing child abuse, supporting families in our community. Together, we can make a difference.
Public Health Week was last week. What kind of things were we recognizing there?
Yeah, so last week was Public Health Week, and just kind of like to celebrate Public Health Week and the incredible work that's happening every day to support the health and well-being of our community in Chickasaw County. Over the past year, our agency has made meaningful improvements to expand our services, strengthen programming, and better serve our community residents. And none of it would be possible without our dedicated and passionate staff. Their commitment truly makes a difference. From emergency preparedness to chronic disease prevention, our work spans across many different areas, including things that we've been doing and promoting recently, which would be Stop the Bleed training and emergency preparedness programming, opioid response efforts, including Narcan distribution, mental health initiatives and community health improvement planning, Arthritis Foundation Walk with Ease program, community health needs assessments, which have been focusing on cancer prevention, immigrant support, obesity, access to care, aging in place, and healthy homes. We're proud to offer a wide range of services to our community, and that includes immunization clinics, which includes our Vaccine for Children program and Vaccine for Adults, TB testing and school audits, blood pressure clinics and walk-in screenings, lead screenings, radon testing, and healthy home and home care services, animal bites and rabies investigations, foot clinics, loan closet, life alert support, home health and environmental health programming, and our team is also active in our community doing different partnership activities and regional collaborations, public outreach through events, radio, social media, emergency response drills and NIMS compliance training, long-term care assessments and jail inspections. We are very proud of how far that we've come and even more excited about where we're going in the future. Public health is about prevention, protection, and partnership, and we are honored to serve our community every day. Thank you to our amazing staff and community partners for making this work possible.
Lisa, I'm going to put you on the spot here just a little bit. How long have you been part of public health?
In July, I'll be here 11 years.
11 years.
Yeah.
So what things give you the most satisfaction about, you know, what you do to, you know, help, you know, people stay healthy and safe throughout the Chickasaw County?
Correct. I just like to help people. And if I can help people, whether it be, you know, if they're ill and they need some support or if they have questions or need resources, I'm just kind of a helper. And I would say that about any of our staff, too, where we just like to help.
Yeah, I was going to say, you always speak highly of your staff and teamwork that you guys build on.
Yes, I have an amazing staff. I would not trade any of them, and I could not do it without them. We all kind of work, like you said, together as a team to make all this possible and expand our programming and take care of Chickasaw County.
Do you draw straws to find out who takes care of rabies vaccines for pets?
Well, you know what? That is my job. So,
okay.
But there recently has been two confirmed cases of rabies in Iowa. So one actually involved a cow, and the reported case was the first one since 2018, actually. And the other reported rabies case in Iowa was in a skunk, and that marks the first case in southern Iowa since 2012. In Iowa, rabies mostly is common in skunks and bats, usually is what we see that in. it's important to be aware of the signs of rabies in animals, and this can include unusual daytime activities in normally nocturnal animals, the loss of fear, unprovoked aggression, disorientation or staggering, and unusual vocalization. So an example of this could be in a skunk, they're normally very quiet. So if you hear one making aggressive or excessive noises, this could be a warning sign that they might have rabies and you should stay away. So there are rabies vaccines available for animals such as cats, dogs, horses, and ferrets too. And vaccination in cattle, when I asked Kim Vandrill from the New Hampton Vet Clinic, she said that it is less common due to the rarity of cases. So they usually don't vaccinate those. In Iowa, and a lot of people don't know this, but in Iowa, all dogs that are 6 months of age and older are actually required to be vaccinated against rabies. So you want to make sure that your pets are up to date, your dogs are up to date on their vaccines. They're both 1 year and a 3 year option. So it's really important for pet owners to pay attention to see if they have a 1 year or 3 year option to make sure that they're staying up to date on those. If you do encounter an animal acting abnormal, it is best to avoid contact with that so you don't get bit and there is no possibility of rabies.
Again, talking with Lisa Welter, Administrator, Chickasaw County Public Health. And you wanted to take an opportunity here, Lisa, to clear up some confusion over some concerns expressed by a citizen who, well, I'll let you explain.
So we take everything seriously when we get any information. So our office recently received a letter in the past week from a concerned citizen regarding an individual that was observed in the community and the home health services that they may be receiving. So it is important to note that there are a variety of in-home care service programs, and our office does not provide all available services. So there could be maybe palliative care and different things like that. So therefore, the individual referenced may not have been receiving care from our agency. Home health services are guided by specific regulations that vary depending on the payer source. This may include Medicare, Medicaid, private insurances, private pay people. Each of these has its own eligibility criteria and service guidelines that agencies are required to follow, including those established by Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. For example, Medicare home health services are typically short-term, and they require the individual to meet specific qualifications. And these include that they have to have a skilled need, so this would be possibly like nursing or therapy services, and they also are considered what Medicare says is homebound by definition. So under Medicare guidelines, homebound does not mean that the person can never leave the home and cannot have any communication with others. What it means is by leaving the home, for them, it requires a considerable taxing effort due to their medical condition that they're experiencing at this time. So individuals may still need to leave their home in certain circumstances, like for medical appointments. If an individual expresses a desire and demonstrates that they have the ability to leave their home and participate in community activities, they might not be homebound any longer, and they might not meet Medicare criteria. So in these cases, a transition to outpatient services or an alternative payer source may be more appropriate for them. Medicare home health services are intended for individuals who are temporarily unable to leave their home without considerable taxing effort. These services are designed to support recovery and help individuals return to their baseline of functioning. So as individuals improve and regain their ability to safely access services outside of the home, Medicare home health care services are typically discontinued and care is transitioned to a more appropriate setting that supports increases independence and community involvement. So other payer sources such as Medicaid, private insurance, long-term care insurance, or even private pay, they do not have the same homebound requirements and they do not have to be homebound in order to receive services. Because of these differences, it can be difficult to fully understand an individual's situation without knowing their specific care plan, provider, and payer source. For this reason, it is important not to make assumptions about the appropriateness of the services based solely on what you observe. Our agency remains committed to following all applicable regulations and providing high quality care to all individuals that we serve.
Lisa, a lot of press here over the last year, especially about cancer rates in the state of Iowa. You've got a program that you want to talk about coming up, Combat Cancer. What's going on there?
Yes, I'm actually very excited about this. We had our first meeting a couple weeks ago. So we, Chickasaw County Public Health, has subcontracted with Marion County Public Health, and it's through a state-funded Healthy Hometowns Initiative. And this is to implement the Combat to Cancer program. So through this partnership, we will support, coordinate evidence-based strategies to enhance cancer prevention, screening, early detection, and access to care in Chickasaw County. Planned efforts include providing access to healthcare services, and this could include telehealth, getting a tablet in our county that individuals of the county can use if they need to do telehealth services, but they might not have the technology at home. Along with that, distributing at home, it's called FIT test, which is fecal immunochemical test, and this is to test for colon cancer for individuals who don't have any insurance. This could be, we're going to expand the rate on testing and mitigation in our county, and this includes accessing tools and education and things like that. And then we're also going to increase access and tools and provide education for skin cancer so that we can help detect it and prevent that in our county. So these initiatives are designed to address key cancer concerns in our community, and this includes lung cancer, colorectal cancer, and skin cancers through both direct services and then targeted education too.
Hearing you describe that, I can understand why you're kind of excited about it. Got some real huge benefits there for the citizens of Chickasaw County.
I agree. We've been reading reports and things of, you know, the cancer rates in Iowa are higher than other states nationally and things like that. And I would love to bring some of this stuff to Chickasaw County to help prevent cancer in Chickasaw County. All I think that would be huge.
Absolutely. All right. How about future events that Public Health of Chickasaw County has coming up or involved with?
Yeah. So we're planning to host several community events, hopefully when the weather gets nicer and stays nice. It keeps going up and down lately. But these will include Narcan education event, where participants can learn about opioid use, receive training on Narcan, and then they will obtain a free Narcan kit because we're a Narcan distributor now. We do have, and we just trained on, a Walk with Ease program. This will be a 6-week evidence-based physical activity program. It's actually targeted too for arthritis, but it's very beneficial to all individuals. So we're excited to get that 6-week program out. And if it's successful, we hope to do more of those in the future too. And then Stop the Bleed training. This would be for community members to help them with the life-saving skills in an emergency situation of how to stop bleeding.
You had another event that you wanted to mention on behalf of kind of a friend of the department, right?
That is correct. So Megan Mathertes and I have kind of got together. We're also doing our Pop Tabs collection at the schools in our office. So if you have any Pop Tabs, definitely bring them into the public health office. But she has another thing that's going to go on, and that is a 3K for Cece, and it's for her daughter. And this is a first annual 3K for Cece, and it will be held on RCDP Day. And so she was helping me out earlier this morning on how to pronounce what that means. So it's rhizomelic chondrodysplasia punctata type 1 is what the disease is. And that will be going on, the 3K will be going on May 31st at Highland Park Trail in Lawler. And the race starts at 5 p.m. with check-in at 4 p.m. And then there'll be a free will donation meal afterwards. So for more information, they do have a Facebook event page. And I'll try to, if I can share that on our Facebook page, I'll do that too. So the Facebook event page is 34C, the number 34, letter C.
Well, you mentioned your Facebook page. Again, we talked about a lot of great information. Once again, if people want updates and kind of stay in touch with you guys, Facebook, you guys put a lot of information out on your Facebook pages.
We do, and that's Chickasaw County Public Health, or we do have Chickasaw PHN Nursing, too.
All right. And if people need to physically come into the office, what are your hours? Where are you located?
Yep. We're at 260 East Prospect Street here in New Hampton. And our hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And they can always call us, too. We get several calls throughout the day on resources or just questions that they may have in general. And that number is 641-394-4000. 4053.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Lisa Welter, Administrator, Chickasaw County Public Health, joining us here on our Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts. This is 95.1 The Bull.